Kumlen Lablat Gemara Rapid of Chavvav Amid Aleph, two dots. Rav Eliezer Omer, five. So we had in the Mishnah an argument. What happens? It comes Yevil, the person consecrated his property, and then it came Yevil, he didn't take it back, didn't redeem it. So the first two opinions says it goes to the Kainim. However, Rav Yehuda says the Kainim will have to pay money, they have to pay the full $50 for each 75,000 square amis for each Beish Kur. And Rav Shimon says they don't pay a cent. And they had an argument, where you learn Zeh Shavu from Makdish Bayis or from Kifsiat Sedis. And then you had the third opinion, Abelezer says that no, it remains with Hegdish. When do we say he distributes a Kainim? Only if somebody came along in the middle and bought a property from Hegdish, then it comes, if it wasn't the original owner, it goes back. It goes back to Hegdish. But if it was not redeemed, it remains with Hegdish. And for the next 50 years it wasn't redeemed, it remains with Hegdish again. It's called the Tushin. We don't go to Kainim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, I'm a lion, you're close to the nice. No, my Rabbi, my time, Rabbi Lezer, but it's for Rabbi Lezer, on my crow. It says in Pasi as follows. It says, V'im lo yigal es asada, if the field was not redeemed. And then it says, lo yigal oid. Then later, it says something like this. If you didn't read the field, or if you sold the field to another person, not the original guy, then, no, the original guy didn't come and redeem it, then lo yigal oid. It can no longer be redeemed. And the next pasuk says, and if the field goes out, and Yevil Kodesh LaHashem, it goes to the Kainim. So we're going to divide the pasuk into two parts. One part is Im Lo Yigal, as I saw, if nobody redeemed the field, we're going to skip a few words and say Lo Yigal Oid. It can never be redeemed again, it remains with Hegdish, if nobody redeemed it. And then we're going to go back and it says, V'im Mocher as I saw them. But if he did sell the field to somebody else, then that field is when he goes out to get strips of Kainim. Well, you can taste the Yevil. I'm going to buy, I understand. Sakina Khadifa Maski Kroy, you take a sharp knife, you cut the pasuk in half, and you pick one part of the pasuk with the second half of the pasuk, and the middle part of the pasuk you put with another part of the pasuk. How do you take a knife and cut the pasuk in half? Elom Rabbi Zabai, your time, Rabbi Zabai, Tanya, this is what it is. The following Bryce, it says, Lo Yigal, it says that what? Lo Yigoyal, oh, you should redeem it. Lo Yigoyal, you can redeem it. Yochel, Lo Yitaini Geles. I would have thought that the original owner cannot even go ahead and redeem it. Your telephonic day, Mikne, that he cannot go ahead and after Yoyvel. And, he cannot buy this field at all. He can't even buy it as they make like an ordinary field which gets returned and Yoyvel to the original owner, to the Kayan. We thought the original owner, once it goes after Yevil, gets distributed to Kain, and the original owner can never get back to the field again, even as a purchase. Finished. Over. That's what we would have thought. Tam Lomit Oid. He cannot go back to the original state. The Kamosha Hoysa, and in the Gelly, he cannot become the real owner again. Avon Nig Elish at Hei Kilophonic, it's Demikna, but at least it's Demikna. It should be able to be. Why not? Which means Yevil has to go back to the original owner. It goes back to the Kain. So the Gemara, Amas, and now let's understand this Braisa. Amaz, which period are we talking about? Elam of the Yevil edition, the first Yevil. Then am I in the Gallus? Why can't he redeem it? Is there Chuzan Amihabe? If a person is Magdish a field, no, if a person is Magdish a field, you're allowed to buy it back. You're allowed to redeem it to Yevil. What do you mean he can't go back? Must be talking about a second Yevil. Not only is this, they make this the Achuzan, it's his field. He gets it right back. He buys it back from Hegdish. Elip should be ever shady. What happened was the Yevil went by and he forfeited his rights because he didn't redeem it, so now we went to Hegdish.
We're in the second Yevil.
Exactly. So where did it go? Ended by Kainim. Ulaman. So who are we talking about? Who's saying over here that we would have thought that the original owner can't even buy it? Elam, but Abu Dhabi says it ended up at Kainim. The Kainaf, so it goes to Kainim. Of course, if the original owner buys it, it has to go back to the Kainim. Why not? It belongs, there's a new owner now. It must be according to Abelezer, who says there's no owner who don't like Hegdish, and we would have thought that since this guy lost his rights by not redeeming it, came Yevil, comes now next Yevil, he wants to go to Hegdish and he wants to redeem it, but say he said, maybe that's it for fouling, you lost your field, you can't even buy it as a field. It only makes sense according to Abelezer. From here we see time Rablezer, the Svar Rablezer Mahacha. This is Taka, where you know that there must be a second Yevil and still belongs to Hegdish. Freddy Gemara. So what about Rabbi Yehuda Shimon? What did he put? Oid. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shimon. Hi, Oid my Doshebe. Oid means that it shouldn't be like it shouldn't. It's not like the original flip. But it means they make a according to Rabbi Shimon. What are we talking about? If the Yevil comes by, it always ends with a Kain. So the Kain is the owner. So what would you? So why would you think that the Balabas can't buy it from the Kain? What's going on here?
But
the Magister says we would have thought he couldn't buy it. Why would you think he can't buy it? According to Rabbi Yehuda Shimon, it doesn't make sense. What's the Shaila? The Kain owns it now. According to Rabbi Lezer, what you're learning to Rabbi Lezer, and talking about the second Yevil, it makes sense. But if it's, how do they learn? No, we're talking about Yerushim Shimon, and they came Yevil, they went to the Kainim. And what happened was, they came the next Yevil, so now it belongs to Kainim. Came the next Yevil, the Higdisha Kain. A Kain came along, and the Kain, the owner of the field, went and he consecrated the property. But also by the Mifkin, the original owner from the previous Yevil now came and he wants to redeem it.
From Hegdish.
From Hegdish, because the second, the new owner, the Kain, consecrated the Beis Hamikdash. So Salkat, I mean, I would thought, even Rabbi Shimon, I would thought, like Tifrik, he should tell the father's name Mikne, I would have thought that he cannot redeem it, not even as they Mikne, Talmud Leimer, that's it, maybe he forfeited all his rights. So Talmud Leimer comes to tell you, oh, the Kamosha Hoysa, a Negela, it can't be like it was originally. But he's no worse than a stranger that he can buy the field. And what's it in? Comes Yevil, it goes back to Hegdish and then gets distributed to Kohen.
So it doesn't go back to that coin he bought it off.
Or it goes back to the coin. If he bought it, he goes back to the coin.
So when a field goes back to
No, it goes back to Hegdish. Any field that was marked goes back to Hegdish and then it gets redistributed.
So in other words, if you've got, what you've got is if in the first cycle of Yevil, Kohanim get fields that nobody redeemed, right?
Yeah.
So does that mean in the next year will those have to go back into the pool and be given to the
redistributed amongst the Kohanim?
Yeah, redistributed amongst
yes, the Kohanim. Yes, if the Kohen donated, any field that donated.
But if a
Kohen
took it,
perpetuity.
His
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it comes as their chuz, exactly. Yeah. So the Gemara says, but Tanya, we talk a little bit about Bishnas Yevil, Yoshev HaSodah, as you can know, he says the Pasuk, that Bishnas Yevil comes to Yevil, Yoshev HaSodah, the field gets returned, La'ashe Konohu, Mitre, to the guy you bought it from. Yochel, I would have thought, this is the second Barisha. La'ashe Konohu, Mitre, you have to give it back to the person you bought it from. Yochel, I would have thought, Yachze L'gizbo Shalok, Menu, if the person you bought it from was the Hegdish. It should go back to Hegdish. Talmud Leimek tells you, La'ashe Loi, Yachuzah Zod, the Pasuk finishes off, La'ashe Loi, Yachuzah Zod, whoever owned originally this land, ancestral land. So if it goes back to the original owner, so why is the Pasuk start of saying it goes back to the person you bought it from? What about if the Syrian people sold it? It doesn't go back to the person you bought it, it goes back to the original person. So why is the Pasuk saying Shekanuloi? La'ashekanumita, he saw the, come to teach you, a field she yotza l'koinim, a field went to koinim yevil. Umachra koinim, in the previous price we're talking about the koin was makdashit, in this price the koin sold it. Vigdisha l'keach, but who was makdashit? The purchaser. In the second yevil, the purchaser who bought it from the koin went ahead and he donated it, you know, temporarily until yevil. The gola ach, and a third person went along and redeemed it. Yochol tachzel l'bailam l'shoinim. I would have thought in this case, let it go back to the original owner, the yid. Since the coin gave him the coin, what it called, sold it, maybe he gave up his rights. Maybe it goes back to the original. Tamalay Melashe Kano, to the one that you bought it from originally. It means it goes back to the coin. Because who's the real ancestral land? The guy you donated in the first Yevil around, the Yisrael. That's what we'd have thought. So now we have two braises teaching the same thing that no. It doesn't go back to original Yisrael. So Yitzchak, why do you need Leigol? Leigol is the case where the coin was makdashit, and we say it doesn't go back to the original owner. V'Yitzchak leMiklash, we have in the second case, in the second place, I teach you in the case where the coin sold it, that why? The original owner doesn't get it back. Because Yitzchak leMiklash, Leigol, if it only says the Pasuk Leigol, Leikahad Yeklal. In the Pasuk Leigol, if the coin is makdashit, what happens comes Yevil? It stays with the Hegdish, and then the coin and the Hegdish are redistributed. Because now it's a coin is derechuzah, and any is derechuzah. The derechuzah is different than the mikna. Derechuzah, you pay the fixed amount, but once it comes to Yevil, nobody does, you forfeit it. By the mikna, it comes to Yevil, goes back to the original owners. Derechuzah, if nobody redeems from Hegdish, it remains with Hegdish forever. And therefore, if they say, since in this case, the original coin doesn't get the field back, surely these souls don't get the field back. But over here, in the case where the coin sold it and the din it comes Yevil, and you know, and the buyer is makdashit, it goes back to the coin. Maybe once it goes back to the coin, maybe it goes back to the original owner, which is Yisrael. To head to the mother kama, has to go back to the original owner. No. The guy who bought it from, which ultimately is the coin. The first guy has been vanquished; all of his rights have been disappeared. In the case of he sold it, in this case of the owner has to give him the money. What happens if he sold it, and another guy sold it, and the third guy was mocked to shit, comes Yevil, nobody has to redeem it, it goes right back to the coin. No money has to pass hands. And also the original owner had no shaykhs to it. They didn't pay anything for it, so why should you get it back? Avol Hoch, in this case of here, we're talking about a case in the first Braisa where the original Yisrael went and he redeemed the property from Hegdish. So maybe it should belong with him already. That was the first Braisa. The first Braisa was the Kohen Kohen Gadol took it. And then he was Makdashit. And the original owner came in and took it. So we're saying it's a Zdei Mikneh. Maybe there, because he paid money for it now, okay, he missed the first Gadol, but he paid now for the second Gadol. Maybe he should get back the original field. We would have thought so. Take him, be a die, you should get it back. No. It's a Zdei Mikneh, not a Zdei Achuzah. The original owner is just a buyer, like anybody else. Because I'm going to let you go, because wait, if you wouldn't say, I mean, I would have thought, like, Tifra Klaal, I would say that's it. He not only cannot redeem it and keep it as ancestral land, he cannot even buy it as well. Maybe he has not keep his hands apart. He cannot get the ancestral land back. I will need to go to Zdei Mikneh, but a purchase field it is. My Havi Allah. So go back to the original question. So how do we answer? So we're talking about Blazer Lenin's Din. You're now explaining how the Braises work out according to the Bunin of Shirin. So how does Rabbi Zaka know that it comes Yevul and nobody redeems it? It doesn't go to the Kohenim and it remains with Hegdish. How do you know that? Omar Rava, so we had Rabba, we had a Bayi, now comes the third one in that trio. Comes along Rava and he says, Omar Kroh, says the Pasik, V'hoya hasodeh b'tzeisei. Only when it goes out, that means somebody took it, redeemed it in the time. Then comes Yevul, then it goes to the Kohenim. B'tzeisei me'yad achar, only when it went out from somebody else's hand. But if it remained in Hegdish, never left Hegdish, it doesn't go to the Kohenim.
So the 48
cities. Same thing. Yeah. We have a question.
The 48 cities were all technically walled cities, which after 2 years, even the original owner loses
it. Yeah. We have a question. Bailim, the original owner, be able to shane. According to Rabbi Lezer, says that it stays with Hegdish. Comes the original owner in the second Yevul. And he's let's say nobody redeemed it. Comes second Yevul. According to Rabbi Lezer, the original owner comes back, now he redeems it. Do we say Ka'achadami? According to Rabbi Lezer, do we say he's a stranger and therefore it remains with Hegdish and then comes Yevul to go to the Kain, second Yevul? I lie. Or maybe he's the original owner and now he redeemed it. Okay, he missed the first Yevul, but he got it in the second Yevul. Toshma coming here, it says in Pasig, Lo Yigoyo, we're going to go through the whole Braises all over again. Lo Yigoyo, you cannot redeem it. Yochel, Teni Gelashtayim, we would have thought the original owner cannot redeem it. He cannot even buy it as an outright field. You know, Tistul Yevo, Tamalayim, Oid. He cannot redeem it to be the original owner like he originally was. The Kamash Hoysa ain't the Gelas. I will Negelash, the Telephonic is Mikna, but it should be like a purchase field. Now, Amos, what are we talking about? This Braisa. Who is the author of the Braisa? And what period are we talking about? We're going to say that the Braisa is going contra Beleza the second Yevo and says clearly here that the original owner, if he goes to Hegdish and he tries to buy it, he cannot become back the original owner. Sahakli is like a stranger and he's just a Zdei Mikneh, which they mean he comes Yevo and goes right back to Hegdish. Amos, I'll prove it to you. Because he lame will be Yevul, the first Yevul. Am I in the Gelus? Why can't he redeem it? Even as the Achuza that was consecrated, the owner can redeem it. Achuza nami have it's Chayrush, Ella, Pshita, be Yevul Shem. We're talking about the second Jubilee, Ulaman, according to who? Either Abu Yudab Shimon, who owns it now? The Kohen owns it now. So he's the owner. So what would you think the first owner can, why can't he buy it from the Kohen? Of course he's a stranger, he's no Shaykh in the field anymore. The Kohen in Afke belongs to the Kohen already. El alav, let Abelezer, it goes to Abelezer. And what we see from here, Shema Mino, Bailim, the owner, be Yevul Sheng, second Yevul, he cannot redeem it as ancestral land, but he can buy it like a friend. So clearly, he's an Acher. Kacha Dami. Says the Gemara, Vitizbra, we can go through the exact same, the whole Gemara all over again. Vitizbra, let me ask you a question. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, you tell me it has nothing to do with his Brais, it's how you ate my Doshbe, what do you do with that he's no longer the original owner, he's only a buyer. We need a posse for that. The Kohen owns it now. The field that Taka ends up with the Kohen went ahead and he was makdashit, but also bailul mifrage, and the original owner from the first Yevul came now along and he wants to be paided. So we would have thought Salkedal Mina would have thought loy tifra, should they say, maybe he has no shy. You had your chance, you lost your opportunity. Maybe he has to walk away from the field. He cannot even buy it as Zdei Mikneh. He cannot buy it and become revert back to the original owner. But if he's in Nigel, should be like a Zdei Mikneh. So what do we see from here? That he's like an Acher. That by him, it's only a Zdei Mikneh. That means he has no Shaykhs to it. Exactly. And the mother says, well, Tan, we let the Braisa support this. But again, the Braisa, the second Braisa, the first Braisa is talking about where the Kohen took it and he consecrated it, makdashit it. Second Braisa is talking about where the Kohen took it and sold it. And then the next person went and marked the shit. And then the original owner went and tried to buy it back. But Tanya, we learned a similar thing. Now, why? That the one that belongs to Kohen belongs to him. Yashuv hasad elashi kenomita. You should return the field to the poor you bought it from. Yochli yachli v'shulokim men, or maybe give it back to the guy by tamalayim elashi lechuzada to the very first guy. Now, who is that first guy? The Kohen. Mat tamalayim elashi kenomita. So why bechalav you mentioned the guy you bought it from? What happened? Four people bought in between. It doesn't go back to the last person sold you. It goes back to the first person. So why is the puzzle stressed? Laasher kenoloi she yotzel the Kohenim. That it went to the coin. In the case we went to the coin, the coin turned around the next jubilee and he sold it. The Higdisha Lekeach, and this Lekeach bought it, went and makdish it. The Gola Acher, another guy, went ahead and redeemed it. So now the question is, who's he go back to? So Yochav thought, Tachzel Bayim Rishonim. I would think go back to the owners of previous. Once it says, who's the artist? Whose real ancestral land is this? Not really the coins. It's really the Yisrael from the first jubilee. So I would have thought it goes back to him. No, the one that you bought it from, which means from the coin. So the same idea. So the first owner is gone. The itzach lemichtav lo yigo. Both psuki, one where the kohen was makdishet lashagol lo yigo, and one where the kohen was solded, which is lashakano. The ikodam lo yigo redeeming lekahadi klal. In the case of redeeming, I would say that there comes yevil. Even the kohen doesn't get it back. So therefore, of course, the original owner doesn't get it back. So all his rights were vanquished. Even the case where it goes back to the original Kohen, but it does not go back to the original owner. In the case of the Kohen, like you have a Bible dummy over there, in this case, the owner didn't give any money. The Kohen doesn't give money. Comes, they're making it. Then, you do nothing. It goes right back to the owner. Okay. Why should it go back to the original owner? Here in the first Braise, the owner, the original owner went to Hegdish and he paid now the money that he should have paid 50 years ago. But he paid now the money in the previous year. And he bought it to take him be a day. Maybe Taka should go to him. Because of Ahmad Aleigol. If we wouldn't say the word Oid, I mean, I would have thought, like Tifra Klal, that not only can't he redeem it, he can't even buy it. Because of Ahmad Aleigol, look at my Shahoys in the Gellers. He cannot buy it the original way. When the Gellers telephone, because they make it like a purchase field. My Havi Allah.
We're in a loop here.
Yes, exactly. Saying more. Oh, but there's a new question. Question here was, according to Rabbi Lezer, the original owner, the second cycle, according to Rabbi Lezer, the original owner is still sitting in Hegdish. If he comes and redeems it, does it become his now?
In what way does it become
his? You know, could it become completely his? Because since nobody bought it and it remained in Hegdish, is it just a repeat of the first year? Well, which means he still has his right, he retained his rights that he can redeem it or not. So we brought these Bryces. Yeah, so we brought these Bryces and we said, no, I have these Bryces. Go and go to Rabbi Shimon. The bottom line, if the owner came and redeemed the second Yevil, what happens? It comes Yevil, it goes back to the Kohenim. So what we see from here, that he's not considered the original owner, he's considered like a buyer.
It's interesting that the Rabbi Lezer uses that term, that he's going from Hegdish rather than buying from Hegdish. After the first Yevil,
in what way is it Geula?
It's not Geula, it's actually just this question.
Yeah, but that whenever you buy from Haggis, it's called pidyon. Right? It's pidyon. You're redeeming it. You don't really buy from Haggis.
Because you're the original owner.
No, even if you wouldn't. Even a fremde guy comes along and does it, it's like he's redeeming it. Exactly. Exactly. But we didn't learn this way. Rabbi Lezer, it says we learned somewhere else. A koyin does not nichnosin l'toicha. They don't walk in. Achi yigalena achar. We learned Rabbi Lezer himself says that the koyinim do not take over unless first someone redeemed it. In other words, if no one redeemed it, it stays with the hegdish all the time. But if someone redeemed it, then it comes yevil, goes back to the hegdish, and only then it gets distributed to koyinim. So the chayda, it said acher, but it's vice to it. But the original owner that came back, it belongs with him. Amalei, he said back to him, nein bailim beyevul sheini ka acher dami. That the bailim in second yevul is no different than any other fremde. He lost his rights. They severed all ties to him. Igadamri, another version. Rabbi Lezer, megala beyevul sheini eini yesh lekayin beyevul faket. There's another version. Itaka says if the original owner came back, the second yevul redeemed it, nothing changed. It goes right back to him and stays with him. Only for fremde was Gaelid, comes Hegdish, goes back to them, and then distributes the Kainim. Omele, he said to him, maybe you're right, but Im Maslis from the Mishnah have a mina, no Rai. I would thought, Bailin, but you have a Shenik Achadami. Kamashal, no Rai either way. Says the Mishnah, Halakech Sodim Ovi, we already had this previously. If somebody buys a field from his father, Rameis. It says in Pasuk, "Zdei Achuzosay Ashaloyim Zdei Miknosay." Right? It says, "Zdei Miknosay." You fill your boat. Ashaloyim Zdei Achuzosay, and you're makdish it to the Eibishter. That means there's a difference in halacha between Zdei Mikna and Zdei Achuza. Zdei Mikna, when you buy it back, you buy it back for its value. Zdei Achuza have these fixed amounts. Zdei Mikna, and when you buy it, no matter what, it goes back to the original owner in Yevil. And as the chuzah goes, nobody redeemed it. It goes to Hegdish. So you bought the field from your father. You were a lekech, and then the mace aviv, your father died. So now you became a yodish, and the achak kachidisha. Now you makdish it. So what were you makdish? As they mikne or as they achuzah? Harehik is they achuzah? Because right now at this juncture, you yashin it. So therefore, So there is you makdish. You have all the dinim of as they achuzah.
The mace here is going on the son who bought it.
No, the father. Hegdisha.
So
what happens? Now that it's as their chuzah, it's different than altogether. If you want to redeem it, you have to pay a fixed amount. If you don't redeem it, you lose it. But as they make it, it comes right back to you.
So is his relationship with this land as a koinah?
That's what we're saying here. It's a yadish. Because right now, when you're a makdish, you're a yadish. What about the other way around? What about Higdisha? Okay, you bought it from your father, you were makdish it, and the achikach meis aviv. And now your father died. So at the moment when you sold it, when you gave it to Higdish, you were it was a zdei mikne. But now it became a zdei achuzah. What happens? Harei zdei mikne. The fact is, we look at the time you made it Higdish. When you made it Higdish, the field was, what was your relationship? As a purchaser? You're a purchaser. Which means it comes to you regardless of what happens, it comes right back to you. But on the other hand, if you want to redeem it, you pay top dollar, the market value. Leave it a meh. Rabbi Yudab Shimon, let me know. Even though you makdish it first, but if you follow that later, it converted into a zeh chuzah. Why? Because when you sold it, when you donated hegdish, it already had potential to become a zeh chuzah. One day your father will die. And the pasuk says, "Shenemar im mizdei miknasi." What did you donate? A field that you bought. Asheloi mizdei achuzah. That has no shaykes, can never become a zeh chuzah. So the shenemar really is zeh chuzah. Yotzu, she really is zeh chuzah. That's how the rabban learned. And I may learn only technically if it wasn't.
The first one says that this hegdish is as though you sold it to a stranger. There wasn't a family dealing with this.
No, it's they mikne. Your relationship was, we look at the time you made hegdish. Yeah. What was your relationship with the property?
You
purchased it.
You were like a non-family.
Exactly. The Mara soon explained the logic behind his machlekes. Or is it just technical from Pesukim? So they started the mikne and the age of the crane to be able. If you buy a field and then you give it, and you go to the hegdish, come yevil, well, it doesn't get distributed to the kainim. Because you cannot, if a guy buys a field and then he makes it hegdish, if a guy has a stay mikna and he makes it hegdish, he doesn't really own the field because come yevil has to go back to the original owner. So how can hegdish keep it? And how can he distribute to kainim? A person, you had no right to be makdish, you can only makdish it for a time being. Hakainim v'alavim, makdish and leilim, kainim levim can be makdish. Forever, they can be makdish b'sunsi even the years of Yevil. The goyin l'olam, they can always redeem it. If a coin was makdish karka that he gashed from a zayde Yisro, so he can always goyin even after Yevil, he doesn't forfeit his rights. Even Yisro is makdish it comes Yevil, he loses it, not a coin. Ben lifnei ben lachye. Sorry.
Why does the Mishnah bring in Levim and the Pesukim deal with
Levim? We'll see. The exception applies to Levim as well. Says the Gemara, "Turn up and learn." If you buy a field from your father, and you makdish it, and then the father died, Minayin, how do you know that is considered like a Yerusha field? This was the opinion of Rabbanan. Tamalayim is a positive. Even then, Gosher Levim is there chuzah. So the Shein Ruyal is there chuzah. At the time when you makdish, since it had a potential to one day become a Yerusha, we treat it like a Yerusha field as all the dinim of Yerusha. Yatzadu should really is there chuzah. Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. Ramei disagrees. He says you look at lepoil. Lepoil was as they mikne. That's how we treat it. If you bought a field from your father, and your father died, and then you made hegdish. No, that when do we treat it like as their chuzah? If you were makdish it after your father died, so it already changed by you became as their chuzah. Tamalim is their chuzah. So the she'ein is their chuzah. Yotzuzu she's their chuzah. If you would makdish it as while you purchase it and your father died afterwards, it's a zdei mikne. Lame, what's machlekes? Lame, the question is, if you already makdish the field and then your father died, it's in Yerusha, did anything change? What happened now? You have more ownership in the field now? What changed? So lame, in fact, let's say that's the machlekes, if anything changed or not. If a buyer and a yodish are the same kind of owner, or there's a difference in the ownership between a buyer and a yodish, if the yodish ownership is superior to a buyer, then something changed. Before you were a koine, and now you're a yadish.
No,
but that's not more ownership. That's how there's a cost of that. This is what you do with it. Make it their chazan.
If it's mitzvah yadish, then all the other yoshim have a same time to the property. They can also
This is your share. But do you have more ownership over this share as a yadish than you had before as a balabas, as a purchaser, a koine, or not? So this is machlekes. One holds kinyan paidus ke kinyan guftami. That since whenever you have a field, you only have it until yevil. If you buy a field from your father, you have to give it back to me, Yevil. It's a lease. It's a 49-year lease. So all you have is Kenyan Paytas, you don't really own the goof. And now as a Yadish, you own the goof. So something changed. Is that a maid holds that Kenyan Paytas, Kenyan Goof Dami? That Kenyan Paytas is just Kenyan Goof. So according to the maid, what changed after becoming nothing? So if you marked the shit when you were a buyer, and then your father died, and now you're a Yadish, so nothing happened. There's nothing to be chal because you already own the field in Anton. Therefore, he says, that's it. It's a stay mikne, and that's how we treat it. However, the beauty of the
Shimon
Abbasavri. No.
He's
a Kenyan Paytas. It's a Kenyan Goof Dami. You own it in Anton. We had this Gemara in Gittin, different test. Yeah, he holds Kenyan Paytas and Goof. If I buy from you a field to use it in 5 years, I'll get back to you. I own the field completely now. Kenyan Paytas and Kenyan Goof. And we had the Machleib, Shrokin Abyechen. And Abshimon Sab, Abshimon holds Kenyan Paytas, Lavka Kenyan. They hold another one. You're a buyer, all you have is Kenyan Paytas, not a Kenyan Goof. And therefore, something happened, changed when you become a Yadish. And therefore, even though it's very sick by Hegdish, you're now a new Balabas. Maybe I can say that everyone agrees that Kenyan Paytas ke Kenyan Goof Dami. Navaz v'hacha kra ashka. The pasuk arguing a technicality. How do you read a pasuk? V'doshi in the dashen lichter like my Torah should have said im mizdei mikdasi from the field that you bought, you donated it. Asher lo yizdei chuzasi, that is in the field that you inherited. What's the mizdei? What's the mi? Inami asher lo yizdei achuza, or at least it's not zdei achuza. What's the extra? My mizdei achuza. So we dash and sodish ain't ruyal is the achuza. Yatzdush ruyal is the achuza. That's what the Chacham Yehuda ben Shimon hold. That if it's even at the time you're only a balabos as a koine, since at that time you already had a potential that one day you're going to become the yadish of this field if your father one day will pass away. Therefore, it's no longer considered. They make this considered the achuza already. And if you mark the shit. And later becomes Takzei Chuzah, it has all the dim of Takzei Chuzah. We'll stop here.